This is Mr. Chuck Rankus, Superintendent of River Lakeland School District, with the February edition of 5 Minutes with the Black Bears. Thank you to our sponsor, the Coshocton Regional Medical Center. Highlights from our Board of Education meeting on February 16th. At the board meeting, the board accepted several donations from companies to advertise in our paw print. They also accepted donations from staff members for needy families in our district. We also had donations toward the playground equipment at the intermediate school in memory of Mr. Dan Baker, and the board approved an agreement with Final Forms for student athletic forms to be online next school year. The board heard a presentation from senior project student Connor Sobrowski on the naming of our softball field. Several board reports were given during my report. The board also heard from their Career Center rep, Dr. Cordell Brown, and Mrs. Gail Gallowitz. I also provided the required semi-annual bullying and harassment report to the board. The Board of Education also approved the high school registration guide, and they passed a resolution to weigh all CCP classes next year on a 5-point scale. That will begin in the 2023-2024 school year. Finally, the board approved several spring coaches, along with hiring Mrs. Lee Williamson as a consultant on an hourly rate. So what's happening in our schools? At our elementary schools, all elementary schools have celebrated Valentine's Day and have father-daughter dances at all schools. These are fun ways to celebrate. TLC will also be hosting a mother-son event, and forms have gone home with students in their backpacks. All elementary schools sold t-shirts as a fundraiser for the playground project. We will also be selling flowers in March to help pay for the project. If anyone is interested in donating to the playground project, please contact Mr. Renner at 740-610-0721 for more information. Our PTOs are also hosting a vendor fair at the high school on May 6th as part of the Building Celebration Day. For more information, please contact Christy Ireland at christy.ireland@rvbears.org. So what's happening at the junior high? Our boys and girls basketball teams finished up their season and had their year-end get-togethers and pizza parties. The wrestling team finished sixth at the MVL tournament, and first-year wrestler and eighth grader Jesse West won his weight class in the MVL championship. During our last PBS event, the entire school played bingo. Many prizes were handed out, and everyone had a great time. Our OMUN team had a bake sale to earn money for their upcoming trip to Columbus, as well as running the concession stand for the entire basketball season. Good luck to the team as they present their solutions to our country's issues at the OMUN conference. Our track and softball and baseball athletes are close to starting practices for their spring seasons. How about things going on at the high school? Many of our winter athletic teams are still competing in sectional and district tournament action. Thank you to them for their hard work and dedication to their teams. We also wish them many successes during their tournament run. Senior boys basketball player Owen Eaming recently became the school's all-time leading scorer with a total of 1,293 points. The old record was 1,292, held by John Barker in the late 1980s. Congratulations to Owen and best of luck the rest of the year. We've had several of our band and choir students compete at Granville in the OMEA solo and ensemble recently. They had outstanding performances. We had our meeting for our students interested in CCP classes for next school year this past week, and we had over 100 prospective students and parents in grades 7 through 12 attend this meeting. So things we're working on as a district. As a district, we're in the middle of an exciting time at Ruby Local School District. On Monday, we started two projects here at the high school. In the two-story part of the high school, we have an HVAC project that's going on, and then in the high school gym, we have a ventilation project to bring cool, fresh air into the gym. We're also working on building a new bus loop in the back of the intermediate building. That work will begin in mid-March. As we continue to work through our transition plan, we're making plans for our physical move at the end of May. We'll be reaching out to our community to ask them for help with the move. More information on that to come. We're also in the process of completing our strategic planning process. Our 40-person committee is working hard to provide the district with a document to focus our time, effort, and resources over the next 5 years. Thank you to everyone who has attended the Coffee with Chuck series events so far this year. This year, we have been to New Point Church, Cooperdale Nazarene Church, Keene Church, Perry Chapel. In March, we will be in Warsaw, and in April, we will be at Roscoe United Methodist Church to talk about our district, its finances, its challenges, and definitely its successes. I truly believe Riverview's best days are ahead of us. The transition we're going through now will allow us to create the new Riverview for our children and grandchildren. Thank you again to the Coshocton Regional Medical Center for sponsoring 5 Minutes with the Black Bears. Have a great week, and as always, go Bears!